Yeah, man, I told Big G and Mod on the know-it-all that the Celtics was going, when they was down 3-0, the Celtics going to come back and win 4-3. First team ever to come back from a 3-3-0 deficit.
Celtics in seven. That's what Tay said.
Oh, Big G, turn your mic down a little bit.
Okay.
It might be your earphones might be up too loud. Because I'm on the same decibels I hook into every week.
Yeah.
But I will say this, though. Tate, if the only person on your side is Big G.
That's what he said.
Yo.
I'm quoting what he said. He said Celtics in seven.
Dade County. Taking the Miami Heat.
The one thing about it is Wade County not there no more, though.
I don't think they go back. I think this is what happens. They come down for game six, and I think Spoelstra makes some adjustments, does some weird things. And the players at home that need to knock down shots, those role players always knock them down better at home.
They done messed around and let that giant wake up just like Philadelphia did and Jason Tatum.
Man,
they didn't let that giant woke up, man. That giant is on a mission.
You know the problem with that giant?
What's wrong with it?
He play hide and go seek. You see him, sometimes you don't.
He plays better when he's pissed.
I give you that, but what Jimmy Butler do last night?
Killed him.
Jimmy Butler had 14 points.
No, I thought you said Jalen Brown. I thought you were talking about Jalen Brown.
Oh, no, I said what Jimmy Butler do last night.
Jalen Brown was up there killing him, too. Killing him.
Took the night.
Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody in the live chat?
Yeah.
Afton, Claude, what's happening? John C, what's up, man?
Carla, Harry. Went nuts. Yep.
Man, who is this? Who is this Bear Claws at Hallis Hall North? Who is that, Pay? Is that nobody. You or is that Jimmy Sports Guy?
Joey.
Joey, my bad. Joey Christopoulos.
Joey Chestnut. I thought you said Joey Chestnut.
We got an Ali Howard too. That's an Ali Howard. That's a
new come one. Out of his
Ali.
Of
what's head. Up?
Yeah. He's still a hibernation.
Yep.
T-Bar back.
T-Bar.
Yeah, we got a lot of folks. What's cracking, lacking, y'all?
Hey, Kari, don't be out there speaking to Bear Claws.
For sure.
This is all AFC North, baby. Let them go to the NFC North. But nah, welcome whoever's here. We welcome you all. Yeah. But hey, man, y'all cats about ready to get this thing started?
Let's do this, Tate.
Heat and six.
What you say, B-Dirt?
Heat and six. Roll the footage.
Heat is not in six, man. But
Heat and six. Roll the footage.
Gentlemen, what's happening?
What's going on, man?
What's good, Big G? How your week been?
Man, it's that same old, same old. It's the summer. It's cold in Ohio. It got real cold last night. I thought I was going to see some frost in the ground. It's Memorial Day weekend, and there's a lot of things and a lot of moving parts going on in football, and it's almost that time. So let's do what we do and talk this homies talk.
Hey, B Dirt, I'm glad you could join us this week, man. What happened to you last week?
Every year we have a competition for work, and we do it on a trip to Chesapeake Bay, and I was privileged to win for the third straight year in a row and go with a group of my coworkers down to Chesapeake Bay to a resort, do a little golfing, get pampered, do a little winery tour. Had a good time, and it was a very special one. Our president and leader, Tim Carrico, is retiring, so it was a pretty touching one. So we had a pretty cool celebration for him too. So
that's nice, man. Are you replacing them?
Oh no, they won't give me that kind of responsibility, Tate.
Wow, hey man, I see you do a lot of work. When I talk to you, when you came to visit, you was working still, man. So I don't know, you deserve to be president of the company to me.
I love what I do, so. It's not that hard.
And the homie Pay, what's good, Pay? What's up with you, man? What goes on down in the A?
Bunch of bumbling football stuff. But hey, we're 107 days from kickoff, man. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
107 days. Okay, speaking of which, all teams was kind of busy this week with the OTAs. I know it was a busy week in Steeler week. Man, y'all can chime in, me and Big G, and just have a Steeler conversation to open this thing up real quick. So, Big G, what you take from the first week of OTAs, man?
Kenny Pickett ready to roll.
Ooh.
Kenny Pickett ready to roll. That's the first thing. First observation, the most obvious observation, and the observation that's going to make it happen. Kenny Pickett ready to roll.
Didn't you send a message to the group chat about his car rolling?
No, that was Tate talking about.
Yeah, his car. Somebody tried to steal his car, man. He must. Yeah. I know down here.
Times are tough in Pittsburgh.
Down here in D.C., everybody, is it everywhere? Everybody trying to steal Kias and Hyundais.
Yep. They got to have it. But I don't know what the – Pickett ain't driving no Kia and no Hyundai. He got a different type of vehicle. He goes nice Hyundai. No higher. He got a Genesis. Yeah.
It's a really, really, really nice Hyundai. But, no, my niece's car got broke into down here in D.C. She has a Hyundai. And several people have just been on the news and everything. That's something with the key, the wireless key or whatever it is. Do something to it to override some and steal the car. I don't know.
Yeah, but Tate, for real, Pickett is ready to ride. I think the offense is going to look completely different. I think.
Okay, stop right there. What looks different in your perception about the offense?
The ability to forward the ball downfield on vertical pass game. And Calvin Austin III and what the impact that he's going to do and add to the Steelers in the pass game. I think, and the difference with Darnell Washington in the pass game along with Freiermuth and when we hit him with that 12 personnel. So, and there's been some fires lit amongst them offensive linemen. They better get it together. Your spot's going to get snatched. So you know, it's a lot going on just on the offense. I didn't even talk about the defense. But on the offensive side of the ball, it's time to go. Let's go. You know, so I don't think there's going to be any hesitation to let Pickett maneuver his way through the playbook, his adjustments on the field, him autoing plays. I think that's those days are over. I think he's been handed officially the keys to the car. And it's his team. So let's ride. You know, that's what we do in Pittsburgh.
Everyone, all the interviews I saw this week from OTAs on the offensive side of the ball, and even some on the defensive side of the ball, has said Kenny has stepped into the role of that leadership.
Yes. Agreed. 100. I mean, it's natural by the position, but you still got to earn it. And I think the work that he did on the offseason by changing his body, by spending time with the players and getting the familiarity and the work down, by dissecting the playbook, say this works, this doesn't. He talked about the strengths that the wide receivers have, the strengths that the running back has, the strengths that we can build on with the Matt Canada offense. You ain't running that shotgun quarterback all the time. You're going to hit folks with play action rollouts, play action dive, short passes across the middle, up the seam. I mean, there's a lot going on. And I think the Steelers' offense is going to look a lot different.
You know, having that leadership and that component to it, too, may give the coaching staff a little more confidence in taking those handcuffs off that they gave them a little bit last year. Mm-hmm. Open that playbook up a little bit. Get deeper past. Get past, you know, that 10th, 12th sheet on there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Bleacher Report hasn't been wrong in a couple of years. Bleacher Report stated that the most underrated team that could hit everybody by surprise this year, the number one team, was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because they believe
– Are you writing for Bleacher Report now?
No. I read Bleacher Report faithfully. For 6 years, faithfully. I ain't missed. And Bleacher Report has not missed in 5 years. They have not missed about calling the team that was going to flip. They called the Bengals a couple years ago. They was like, hey, I'm telling y'all right now, they got all the pieces. This is what they're going to do. And they, whatever was going on. And they was on the money. So the Steelers are mimicking some of those things you saw with the Bengals organization, with the change in the offense and the influx of the offense, right? And the defense, I think you might have two, maybe you might even get at least two rookie starters right off the bat. But there's going to be a third one that's going to play quite a bit on defense. So there's a lot going on with Pittsburgh.
Who's the third one? I know you talk about Keanu Benton and Joey Porter Jr.
Uh-huh. I think those guys are starters. day one starters, first day, first snap starters, right? So, but I also think that the kid from Purdue has done worked his way into something special. He might start off as the nickel quarterback, like similar to what happened with Kobe Bryant over in Seattle.
You talk about Charlie Jones? I was going to talk about him too. What?
No, but
or Corey Trice.
Corey Trice started. I mean, Kobe Bryant in Seattle started out as the nickel quarterback because they had another rookie and another guy, and you saw
they had the kid Wooten.
Yes. So, but I think in Pittsburgh they like what they found. I mean, I think they found a steal with that kid. So on nickel formations and nickel packages, passing downs, that kid's on the field. That kid's on the field, man. So it's. Like I said, I'm really, really excited because, you know, you read the press clippings and you see, but some of the footage that was sent, and shout out to the fellas on the Fans First Steel Curtain Network for giving us inside information with the Twitter stuff and all the pictures we saw and the Slack chat and the other stuff we did the research with. Man, I was like, man, even though it's OTAs, they ready to go. Let's do this. We just don't need no injuries.
Big Dirt, Big G, we'll come back on the stairs, obviously. What's going on in Bengals OTAs, man? Anything you got to report and tell us?
Well, you know, we hear Jonah Williams is now going to reluctantly be willing to play right tackle, but he still ain't there. So, you know.
He didn't show for OTAs?
Jackson Carman been playing right tackle.
Yeah,
they said he's been looking pretty good, but I'd like to have a little more depth there. But the rookies are doing good. I think Charlie Jones looks like he's going to take the punt and kick return. Well, at least the punt return from Trent Taylor. Trent Taylor's going to have a hard time making the team. So I think we're going to see DJ Turner's played better than expected. Looser hips than we thought he was going to have.
Yeah.
And Chase Brown was not happy with his 40 time and has since broke a sub 4.440. So that was nice.
Yeah.
Wow. So is Mixon going to be out of here?
Nah, they're going to, it sounds like they're going to let him play it out. I mean, that's kind of typical for what the Bengals do. If they own your contract, they want you to play that last year out. And, you know, at case in point with Higgins this year, they expect you to play it. But if they owe it to you, and they can't negotiate, come to a common ground, they normally, man of their word, pay it up, you know. So I think that's what we're staring at right now.
What about the kid? What's his name? Last year's draft pick from Michigan, was it Hill?
Dax Hill, yeah.
He slid into a starting safety.
Yeah, they've been really happy with where the safeties are at right now. Nick Scott has looked really good. Dax Hill's looked great. The rookie from Jordan Battle.
Yeah.
From Alabama, the third round pick. He's looked solid. They said he plays faster than he ran in his 40 time because he trusts his instincts. He's got good instincts.
I heard you. Good instincts coming out.
I feel a lot better today about our safety room than I did 3 months ago, 2 months ago, you know, after we lost a couple guys. So.
Nice. Pay. Lamar decided to show up, man, just like B Dirt. What's going on? What's going on over there in Ellicott City? For those of you that don't live down here in Maryland, you don't know that's where the Ravens do their training camp at. But yeah, Ellicott City. What's going on over there, man?
You said it. Number one thing that happened with their OTAs is Lamar showed up. First time he's been on the field for the Baltimore Ravens in 5 months.
Wow. And
for all intents and purposes, all the highlights they've been released, it looked good out there. He had a dime to Zay Flowers. He was throwing a lot to Isaiah Likely. They had a lot of good plays that they've been showing. So all the signs.
I don't know. Was OBJ out there?
He was out there too.
He
was out there, but they didn't release any like highlights of him doing anything.
Yeah.
Right.
There.
I saw a clip from Lamar's press conference after one of the OTA sessions. And he said, he said to the press, you can't, You can't win this league just by running the ball exclusively.
11 personnel. Here we go. 11.
Well, they got three receivers they can run it now.
Yeah, I mean, he's correct. You can't win it just by strictly running the ball. It's been that way for
about 6 some years.
How about go back further than that? Maybe the greatest show on turf.
Are you going back 20 years? There's been some teams after that were running the ball and winning Super Bowls.
Maybe short of a handful, but I would like to call those outliers. Maybe what?
Yeah.
That Ravens team that won what?
Trent Dilfer's Ravens team and Joe Flacco's Ravens team were predominantly run. One of them with Jamal Lewis and one of them with Ray Rice.
Correct.
That's probably about it.
But the Steelers got two in there too. I know we was pounding that rock.
Yeah. Forever.
We also had a Hall of Fame quarterback who threw the ball around a lot too. So
Santonio wide open Holmes, baby.
That wasn't wide open. That was a dart.
Yeah. In the corner, he's wide open.
Speaking of that, what you guys think about Big Ben initially saying he wasn't rooting for Kenny?
Man.
Hey. Ben.
Old guys don't like rooting for the young guys.
Big marvels to say it out loud, huh?
Yeah. He even said, I probably shouldn't say this. I'm going to catch a lot of crap. And he said it.
Hey, Ben. Hey, embrace your buddy.
Ben, your take on Kenny Pickett? Hot trash. Your take. I ain't calling Ben hot trash. So Steeler Nation, don't beat me up. But that take was hot trash.
He actually gave Kenny credit in a backhanded type of way, though.
I mean, that's trash. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you didn't like the guy because you felt he was going to snatch your legacy. The issue was you wouldn't let him draft a quarterback that you could groom. And I get it because there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that don't want to bring a guy in and they groom and get him ready and all whatever else. That's cool. But after you retired and ride off in the sunset, you ain't got no opinion on that boy. Let him play.
I appreciate a little petty every once in a while, man.
Yeah, it's real. It's real.
Yeah.
Petty is real, Big G.
Yeah, I know, but come on, man.
You know what else? Most really successful athletes got a little bit of don't want to see anybody outshine them. They're used to being alpha males, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's something to say about a guy that brings another guy in and knows that his time is left. You know, it's something to say about that.
I think that's just it, though. Ben didn't think the clock was up, though.
It's easier said than done, too.
Yeah, it was Rap City. It was Rap City. Rap City in the basement for Ben Roethlisberger, baby. It was all over with. 85% of the snaps was in the shotgun. They was trying to create a run game because he was going to get killed.
I get it, Big G. You get it. Pay dirt. We all get it. But the athlete. A great athlete who's always been at the top of his game don't always see it like that.
Hey, man, LeBron James is the only dude that's looking like he's able to fight Father Time. And it looked like he took an L dog just in the last couple of weeks. Ben Roethlisberger ain't close to LeBron James, man. It was a wrap.
G's always looking through those rose-colored glasses. I got a little petty in me, too, believe it or not, right? Huh?
Yeah, I
believe it, be Dirk. Hey, Big G, you said two names. What does Roethlisberger and LeBron have in common?
They both from Ohio.
Great state of?
Yeah, of Ohio. Big Ben was born and lived in Lima for several years until his family moved to Findlay, Ohio. And LeBron James is from the Akron area and went to St. Vincent, St. Mary's.
St. Vincent, St. Mary's.
Yes, sir.
But okay, so transitioning. Big G. And let me ask y'all this one first. Mm-hmm. Does anybody in the AFC North want D-Hop?
Cleveland.
And they signed a lot of wide receivers already. Where did he fit in at?
Yeah, I talked to a Cleveland fan earlier today, and they told me that room is basically full.
Yeah.
And did D-Hop come one that same bag he was getting signed to?
Oh, that bag's gone.
It's gone?
That bag's gone.
He got cut, so you know.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't think somebody signed him to at least the same amount?
No.
If they wanted to, they'd have traded for him.
And you know what?
Right. That's true.
I really think he's at the part of his career too where he'll take you know, he got a lot of chickens already. He might take a little extra to go chase a ring, right?
I'm just going to ask y'all this question, man. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Is Arizona the most off? I don't want to call him a really bad thing, but toxic. why do you cut him? You just got blasted for $22.6 million. You got to eat it.
Toxic.
On top of the 8.6 you got to eat coming up. You got to eat it. Man, that boy would have sat until I don't care if I would have traded him for a 7th-round pick and a pack of annihilators. I'd have got something for him. I promise you, I would have got something for him.
Hold on a second. Hold on. So we got to address this. Claude Bishop said only two things good ever come out of Ohio was LeBron James and Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm going to sit this one out.
Man, there's three of us on this show that came from Ohio, Claude.
All for one place. So
one town.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on now. You're better than that, Claude.
Stop being a hater, Claude. Tay, you muted. Yeah, Claude is a hater.
I was saying Claude obviously don't know if the first man to walk on the moon was from Ohio, Neil Armstrong. The first man to break the sound barrier, John Glenn. Ohio has the most presidents ever elected in the United States history.
Correct.
And we have LeBron James.
Correct.
That last one is pretty good. Yeah. Other stuff, you know.
Hey, Pay. I mean, y'all got good old Abe Lincoln.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But I'm telling you, I don't care. I don't care. We'd have got a 7th-round pick and a pack of annihilators, a select kind too, the green apple ones. I'm not giving up D Hop for what? Never. No, that doesn't make no sense at all.
D Hop didn't want to be there anymore. They didn't want him there anymore. He's over the hill.
He's just 30.
If they gotta part ways and they can't trade him, I mean,
I feel like I just found out that liking the green now laters is cultural.
Say it again, Big Dirt.
I feel like I just found out that liking the green now laters is cultural. I like them.
The apples are hit.
The apple now. Who said something about that though?
That BG. Yeah. the apples is hitting.
Yeah.
The apple now laters is hitting. But I wouldn't. I promise you. But I don't care if you didn't want to be there or not. You still got to see teams wanted. What Arizona thought is we could get a 2nd or a 3rd or a 4th. That's all the talking we were hearing about him, right? No, but you could get a 5th or a 6th, a draft, anything better than just
get that money off your books.
Yeah, but like Pay said, somebody would have to want to take him for $18 million a year, though.
And you understand that if someone's going to take that big of a contract, take that big of a contract on.
Yeah,
they're probably going to tell you got to pay some of that. They're probably going to say, "Hey, look, you got to take something from us too." And
yeah, you're right.
Arizona's—they're rebuilding. They, as you saw in the draft, they punted this year. They punted the draft. They're all looking towards the next 2 years. They said, "We just going to wash our hands with this."
I agree with you, Big G. You said it on one of these shows, man. You said that if Arizona gets number one pick, they're going to get Caleb Williams.
Yep.
I agree with Javier in the comments. Arizona is dysfunctional.
Total dysfunction.
Period. End of story. What's the next topic?
You look it up at Webster's, and there's a picture of the Arizona Cardinals going, "How you doing?"
That's it.
B-Dirt, should I hit them? Should I tell the truth about them?
Absolutely. They
did. Arizona Cardinals, you're trash.
Yeah, upside down trash.
Oh. You're trash, Arizona Cardinals.
Upside down trash is the worst type of trash that it is.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And you got to pick it back up.
Yeah, for sure.
I was picking it up.
They trash.
Yeah.
But, hey, Big G, what do you think about the talk about Arizona? What do you think about the signing of Marcus Golden?
Beautiful. It was. So, listen. So, to get through a 17-game NFL season, you have to have depth. Point-blank range. You got to have depth really at every position. So, it's been a long time since the Pittsburgh Steelers had 4 serviceable outside linebacker type 3-4 rushers that I feel okay with any of those 4 guys going into the game. And so I like the signing because it gives us that 4-man rotation between him, the rookie from Wisconsin, TJ, and Highsmith. I'm not saying that he's a starter, but I think he's going to give us serviceable minutes for the long term and put us in position to where we can keep sort of fresh bodies on the field and eliminate injuries, because that's one of the ways that you eliminate injuries is you rotate players that, you know, or when a game gets out of control a little bit, you put a guy in there that can do what he needs to do. So I like the pickup, bro.
Yeah, tired players get injured a lot easier than fresh ones, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think it's pretty obvious that he just likes playing opposite of a Watt.
Who don't? Who don't?
Yeah, I would follow Watts around all the time too. Yeah. I play D line. But a great idea.
The other thing that you know sparked my curiosity when I saw it is, does this put any pressure on the Highsmith negotiations going on?
Nah, me and Tate Boy Fresh broke the news with my man in this week's podcast. Jeff, thank you again for letting us on there, man. The contract's a done deal in Pittsburgh, man. Highsmith is about to sign and get it done. So, Jeff, once again, thank you, man, for giving me and Tate Boy Fresh the opportunity to talk that through, man. That was cool.
Probably means you all got to cut Roche, too. Quincy yeah. Roche, right?
Yeah, it was
Roche. He's about to get cut.
The only thing that upset me about Jeff having you guys on that podcast was it led to me complimenting you. Now, you know, I like doling those out to you two all the time.
compliment who? I didn't get no compliment.
Yeah, you were the group chat. I said you guys did a good show.
I don't read that stuff. You jugglers get to talking too much sometimes.
Hey, I was just giving you flowers. If you don't want them, don't read it. I don't care.
Thank you, B Dirt. I appreciate
it. You guys did
it,
a great job on there.
I appreciate it, man. For real, for sure, for sure.
Hey, Big G, before we move on real quick, answer Afton's question right there.
What was the question?
It's up on the screen, Beavis.
I've heard Golden has trouble outside of Arizona. Any truth to that?
He likes to drive. So he's an habitual line stepper to the five. Y'all know the rules of the five, right? The five is out past midnight, gun in the car, drugs in the car, 25 miles an hour over in the speed limit. A woman you know too well or you don't know well enough. Mm. He likes dealing with the five, you know. He's a clubber. He's a clubber. He likes to do the thing. He likes to party out in Arizona.
I'm not disputing him. I'm only saying I haven't heard any of that. I watched the podcast today. They talked about what a great locker room president this guy is going to be.
He is.
His nickname, they call him Junk.
Yeah, he is.
He know a lot of junk. I don't know. I guess that's why he got his nickname.
Yeah.
But he's just like always smiling, always chipper. Maybe because he's doing other things just you said the night before. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying I never heard those things.
Yeah, he doesn't do it to the point to where he's going to get arrested or cause problems, but he's one of those guys that likes to get close to the line with the five. You know, so you know, he likes to do the stuff that goes along with living in Arizona. So I don't think we're going to have any problem with him, because I know this for sure. Omar Khan would have never brought the dude in if he was going to be a problem.
Sounds like he should be a Bengal, Claude. I'd take him.
Nah, he ain't.
I'll take it.
Nah, he ain't Pac-Man Jones, Avantes Perfect. That's not him. He's not even close to that. He just likes to do what he does, you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But okay, so what time is here? Okay, let's go ahead and take our break real quick, since we just ahead of the half hour mark.
Yeah.
So if you're watching on YouTube, bear with us. Just give us 10 seconds. We'll be back. So if you're watching on YouTube, stay with us on the audio. We'll be right back in after these couple ads play. Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome back to the Friday night episode of The Homies. I'm your boy Tate, sitting here kicking it with the homies. Big G.
What's cracking?
B Dirt.
What up?
And the homie Pay.
That's it.
My man.
Man, you so low monotone, man. How come you can't bring no energy, man? You be sounding all loud and good on the bear claw.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Different subject matter.
What'd you say?
Different subject matter.
Yeah,
play the crickets.
Straight chirping, baby. Straight chirping.
But yeah, man. So
hey, there's a subject off the cuff here. If you don't mind me, the new NFL fair catch rule is stupid from Javier. What do you think about a couple of the rules? I was all about getting the rugby scrum out of the game. They wouldn't do it. They got the new fair catch rule.
Yeah.
One thing,
I don't know the new fair catch rule. Explain it to me.
The one thing that I like is the emergency quarterback, though.
I like that too, but explain the new fair catch to me.
I don't know it.
Oh.
So the fair catch rule, you can catch it anywhere.
Javier, explain it to us. What is the big G?
You can catch it anywhere on the field and get it at the place at the 25 on a punt or at a
kick you off. Catch it, fair catch it at the 10, you take it at the 25?
You can.
How?
Why would you not?
It's
to incentivize you not returning the ball.
That's correct. And it's also player safety issue. That's the issue because the NFL have done the study. They put all the numbers in, ran all the data, and they found out that the majority of the injuries that happen in NFL games, for the most part, is on the kickoff and the punt.
Well, so it doesn't say punts. It all says kickoff. That's only for the kickoff, not for the punt.
Anywhere when the ball is
been like that for the kickoff.
Yeah, but they figured it out.
It's been like that.
Right. So it's inside the 25 and goes to the 25.
I thought you were saying if somebody kicks a punt inside the 10 and you fair catch it, oh, we get it at the 25.
Yeah, you do.
Not a punt.
Yes, you do.
No, can't.
It says kickoffs.
No, it's in a punt too.
Can't be, Big G.
I'm telling you. A fair catch of anything inside the 25, if you raise your hand and go like, I'm cool, it's going out to the 25.
Players are now able to fair catch kickoffs. The resulting it just says kickoffs.
Okay. I'll ride with y'all, but I thought they said all kicks. I might be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Not a whole lot, Big G. You already know it all.
Yeah, but I've been wrong before. So if it's just kickoff, it's kickoff. Hey, that's cool.
Claude, I got a comment up there for you.
Bear down. He wants to know if the Bears played the Super Ravens in the Super Bowl, who do I vote for? Bears. The Ravens got enough rings.
He said dub Bears. Dub Bulls.
I mean, the Bears got enough rings. We go back pre-Super Bowl.
Not the rings invented there? Those don't count.
Hey, man, I don't know.
Yeah. She's right. Pittsburgh Toddy is correct. It's 50% on kickoffs, but it's also punts, too. There's a lot of injuries that happen on punts. A lot of injuries. But anytime the ball's kicked outside of going for a field goal, somebody tends to get hurt, you know, versus in a regular game.
You know? Man, it's going so fast.
Yes, correct. Correct. You have guys that have made professional careers off of being gunners. I mean, we have one on our roster. Miles Boykin is a professional gunner. That's his job. His job is to go down there and kill whoever catches the ball. You know, so there's guys in this league that have had extended careers, longer than 4 or 5 years, that their job is to go down there and kill whoever catches the ball.
His job is to have 4 to 8 car wrecks per Sunday.
Man, knock him out.
Way back when we played football like men, Big G, we used to be wedge busters.
Yeah, but I think they still play football like men, but
no, they do. I'm just exaggerating to the old school, man. Yeah. But hey. The coaches
and no
tell
one
us,
cares that you play football with Abraham and Moses. Keep it going.
I play football with Big G. Hey, Big G, back then, man. Back then, they could tell us when and when we couldn't have water, man.
Correct. It was gladiator school. I mean, it was gladiator school for sure. I mean, you had to want to be there. You didn't, you know, you couldn't be soft and play if there's a such term as being soft in football. It was gladiator school. You had to do what you had to do to get through. But it was fun times. The issue is, but I'm all for player safety because player safety extends careers. It extends careers, man. My godbrother, it's sort of hard to talk about this, but it's the truth. My godbrother, William White, he played professional football for the Atlanta Falcons. He played for the Kansas City Chiefs. He played for the Detroit Lions. He died of CTE. Of
hey, you know what I'm reading right now in the comments? They, after we can't read that on the air.
Yeah.
It's punts. It's punts.
Yeah, I see it. But yeah, my guy brother died of CTE. He played at Ohio State. He was a 3-year starter at Ohio State, you know, and so that's what took him off of this planet. So, you know, he had, you know, and eventually with Lou Gehrig's disease, but when they did everything, his brain was mush. CTE and, yeah, his brain was mush. So, yeah, so I'm with it. Anything that you can do to add safety to the game, I don't care what it is, do it.
All right, I derailed the show. I apologize, Tate. Back cool. to the regular scheduled program.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at Afton's comments. She just had a typo.
Yeah, that typo's funny in Spanish, though.
Yeah.
Hey, so Pittsburgh Tidy said that doesn't explain Thursday night games. She's correct. Because one side is player safety. Thursday
game is not good.
Yeah, on one side is player safety, but the other side is always the almighty dollar.
It got worse with flex. The Thursday night game is bad enough, and now you can flex it and have multiples and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but
you got better consumption, right?
You got to flex it a month out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still you can have two, and you can't have more than two away Thursdays.
Don't forget, the NFL is always about more money. They're going to make their bread. So, you know, you got to give to get. You got to give the grip. And I ain't mad because I like games on Thursday night. But that's just
I ain't mad because I need that cap space.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Extend the cap out. You know, the cap out. Yep. Agreed.
Thanks. Thanks, Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas, fact checker for us.
What up, Thomas?
The rule states it's for kickoffs only. Thank you.
Appreciate you, bro. For sure, for sure.
I need lots of help, Thomas, keeping these guys right, man. So – thanks, man. I really have
no idea what me and G are about to say.
Just don't say what Afton typed.
It was a little different. A little different for sure.
Mucho caliente.
He was telling me, man. L. Bell want to come back to the Steel City.
He about to get that signed.
What,
man.
Is he going to do one of those celebrity boxing matches again?
Nah. This dude said,
live from Rivers Casino.
So I read the two different articles that he was direct quoted with, right? And he said, well, I wouldn't mind signing with the team during preseason, get some snaps and all whatever else. And if they cut me, that gives me the ability to sign as a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Couple of 2-yard carries. Get up out of there.
L. Bell, dumpster fire, dog. Because you had an opportunity. I'm still mad at Le'Veon, man, because he had an opportunity. I understand it was the money. He wanted a long-term deal or whatever else. Man, eat the franchise tag. Go in, try to get yourself a chip. Did you get more bargaining to be able to do what you got to do? This fool sat out a whole season. Get out of here, man. It's too late to come back now. You could have done right before.
On his career.
Yeah, man.
And he was set up to have, with your guys' offensive line then and everything, he had 2-3 more bangers.
There's no water under all them bridges over there, man.
None. Boom. Blow him up because it's a wrap. It's a wrap for him, man. I don't think that he deserves that opportunity just because what he did. I mean, people forget we were on the crust of probably winning a bowl. I mean, we went to the AFC Championship game back-to-back years with L. Bell, you know, and Antonio Brown and all whatever else. And I'm like, man, come on, dude.
And he had a unique running style that worked really well with your offensive line at the time.
Yeah. I mean, he was killing. He was leading. At one point, he led the league in rushing, you know, and Ben was in his prime. So, come on, man.
That three or four-year window, L. Bell was the best running back in the game.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Tate, without a doubt, man. You know, L. Bell, no, the answer is no. You might not like it. You might not like it. The answer is no. You know, you're not coming back.
The truth of the matter is we don't even know if he can play right now.
Exactly. L. Bell need to get real, dog. L. Bell need to get real, bro. You need to get real. You ain't coming back to Pittsburgh, bro. It's a wrap.
Hey, man, how do you decide what quote going to Crayola on the Crayola?
Yeah, for those of you listening and not watching, that was another sign from Big G with the crayons. Like, I think he's going to drive the people that are watching us on YouTube just to go to Spotify sooner or later.
It's cool. It's cool like that, man. You know, sometimes I can't get out what I need to express, man. So I got to get the markers and the crayons and the paints out and just write it on down, man.
Hey,
it's,
y'all,
the sign is priceless, man. You know,
Big G. Real.
Yeah,
you got a sign for the team. Felicia talking about in her comment here.
What's it say? Okay, we hit.
Oh, we got one. We got they're one of our things here.
The brownies.
They're one of our points.
Yeah.
You know what though? You know what? I can't really. There, so I said this on the show before. There is no team in the AFC North that is garbage. There's no team that's trash. And I think that every team in the AFC North can get hot and win the division. Everybody has a quarterback. Everybody has defense. Everybody's got skill positions. Everybody's got 11 personnel. So what it's going to come down to for the Brownies is your coach. And that's where the sign comes in, bro.
The elves.
Yeah, the brownies and the elves, or whatever you want to call it. Cleveland coaching, Browns, your coach is a scrub, dog. Your coach is a scrub. If they didn't have a better coach, they'd have a chance.
Coaching and depth. We saw depth, especially on defense, people are going to get banged up. Especially in the trenches, people are going to get banged up.
Yeah.
And they didn't have enough depth to get past that on defense last year. As soon as they start getting banged up.
Yeah.
Hey, Pay.
They had issues.
Pay. What's your call on your over-under question?
Over-under. Just to the group chat. Just to the live chat. Over-under. 6.5. How many signs does Big G have over there?
6.5. I got a lot. I can't tell it, but I got a lot.
I got over. I just seen about 8 myself.
I think.
And then he pull out stuff like get real, more money. I mean, like, man.
Yeah. It's deep over here, fellas.
He got that bias tattooed on. He doesn't have a sign anymore. It's a tattoo now.
No, it's still in the chamber, baby. It's in the chamber. You know, it's locked and ready to roll over here, man. You know, it's just, we got to hit the right topic.
A lot of people seem to be taking the over.
Yeah, I would say I count like 9.
But the, you know,
For what I've used on this show.
Back to the Browns, though. Back to the Browns. They added some more offensive pieces. You got Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
We talked about him. I don't know if you want to go swerving into that since we have some Browns. They want to talk about Browns.
He's ready to roll. I mean, all of them, every quarterback in the division is ready to go.
Do you think he'll get back to where he was, though?
He's got more talent than he had in Cleveland than he had ever had in Houston.
He also playing in the AFC North, not the AFC South.
Correct, but still, that when you they have probably a top 5 offensive line, a top 5 running back, decent to good skill positions with Cedric Tillman, with Amari Cooper, with Elijah Moore, with the tight end Njoku, whatever it is. They got a decent defense. They just traded for an All-Pro defensive line to line up opposite of Myles Garrett, and they're good on the back end. Cleveland's ready to go. Everybody in that division is ready to go. It's not – there's no scrub. If you line up against the AFC North this year, you better strap up and be ready to play.
Pittsburgh Toddy said get cracked. 8-9, and that's about where I think most of us had them when we did our things. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was 11-6 if they got
me
high.
Either. Me either.
I would be surprised.
It, depending on injuries in the division, like you never know.
It's the coach, man. It's the coach. I already done put the sign up. He's just the coach. Yeah. Scrub.
Jennifer,
the
coach is very good.
He's the worst coach in the division.
He just talked about, you know, you can't win, you know, just being a running team.
Yeah.
Cleveland's a running team. We don't know. We expect Deshaun to have some type of bounce back.
Yeah.
We don't expect what we saw last year to be what we see going forward.
Yeah.
But they are still a running team. I mean, you know, that's their bread and butter. They're going to ratchet up. Falls and until the wheels fall off. And why would you not? He's probably the best running back in the league. Yeah. So there's, like, say all that to say there's a ceiling, and I say that ceiling is 9 wins.
Well, that's because of the coach. That's their coach is a scrub, man. I mean, I hate to say it. Out of every coach in that division, he's the worst coach by far. I mean, how do you mess it up when you got a top 5 running back, top 5 offensive line, top 5 defensive players, a quarterback that's probably a top 8?
Well, Big G, you talking about Harbaugh and Tomlin, and then B. Dirt coached them been to the AFC Championship game 2 years in a row, the Super Bowl once. So, yeah, you would say he's a lesser coach in the division, but so is Kenny Pickett, the lesser quarterback in the division.
But he's still a scrub, Tate. He's a scrub. He's a scrub. He got to show me he can do it on the field. He ain't showed me yet. He's a scrub.
They went 12-4 one year or 11-5, and they beat us in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's still a scrub.
He wasn't. He beat us in the playoffs and wasn't even on the field because he had COVID that game.
But he had a ready to retire Ben Roethlisberger right off into the sunset playing against him in that game, man. We'd had any similar sort.
But Ben did retire.
But how many picks? Ben was throwing picks everywhere, man.
He threw about 4 or 5 picks.
He was handing that ball off like hot potato, bro. Give it up. Give it up, man. Give it up. I don't want to take
doing
it.
That. And the homie Big Pounce snapped the ball over Ben's head first play of the game. Touchdown out the gate, 7-0 that game.
Pounce sat over on that bench like he knew it was over. He said, it's that all was, over with, baby.
That
it's
was
all
it
over.
For Pounce. That
it's
for
all
Pounce.
Over with. Yeah, so, you know, that they, you know.
Cleveland. Yeah, B-Dirt. B-Dirt.
Yes. Yes, sir.
What's the buzz about Ben's podcast over there in Pittsburgh, man?
Oh, well, there was kind of a love-hate relationship for Ben here. I heard a lot of people riding, especially late in his career. I actually made a comment, I think, this past year about how I love that people were finally giving his flowers now that he retired,
yeah.
and recognizing for having such a great career because, you know, I had a lot of – I had Andy Dalton. You know what I mean? I'd have traded you for Big Ben in a heartbeat. Mm. That was the good quarterback I had during his time. John Kitna or those other guys.
Carson Palmer?
At the very beginning, yes. At the very beginning.
Yeah.
But for most of his career, we didn't have Carson Palmer. So I finally got happy, and now, you know, he's catching some more flack for saying that kind of stuff, and he's not a real Steeler guy, and he's not was never the Steeler way. He was always selfish.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I take the good with the bad.
Yeah, you got to. You got to, and I don't disagree, though. I mean, Ben was all-time great. Me and Ben from the same place, Northwest Ohio.
Yep.
Love Ben. Went to college with my sister in Miami, Ohio. They both went to school at the same time.
Yep.
So I mean, I got nothing but love for Ben, but Ben can be a diva. Ben can throw people under the bus.
Wait, yeah. Wait a second.
Put it in reverse and back up. And then go forward and back that joke up again.
Jennifer Prusser here has a comment you gotta put up.
What is it?
I wish I could sing, I'd sing it.
It's hard to keep up on my other computer.
It says Kev is a scrub who gets no love from G.
she ain't singing that song. I know what song she, but that's the harmony too. I can't say it on
that
this show.
Song, why not? That's
show.
That's Destiny's Child, no scrubs, right?
No.
I want a scrub. No scrubs is TLC, man.
Yeah, TLC, my bad.
Yeah, Kev is a scrub.
Hey,
yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm gonna give you a hint. It's a car that song SD used to play. In that blue car all the time from down south, them boys like Tila. Just think about what SD used to say.
I don't think you're right, Big G.
I don't think you're right either, Big G. So once again,
Jennifer,
you're wrong.
Was that a TLC song you were making that out of? Please comment and let us know. I think Big G's wrong again.
I got quite a few people agreeing with me about Ben. And throwing people under the bus and being selfish and being a diva.
Oh yeah. He pushed that Joker forward and back.
He the one drove AB crazy, man.
Yeah.
Hey, AB ain't been the same since being blaming for that interception he blatantly threw against Denver about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago.
Yeah,
AB ain't been the same.
Yeah. He been awful. No, AB ain't been the same since he got cracked against the Bengals.
Now, really. I'm not the one to ever defend Ben Roethlisberger for a multitude of reasons. I'm not the one to defend AB ever. But I think it's a bit of a stretch to say Big Ben caused that meltdown that's going on in AB's life.
That was the tipping point, man.
Point. Okay. All right. Okay.
That's a tipping point. I mean, AB got to be accountable for his accountable for his own actions. But that was a tipping point. That's the next week. That's when he came to the Bengals game in his fur trench, didn't even dress. Like everything just went downhill from there with AB.
Hey, Jennifer confirmed what we all already knew. Big G was wrong.
Where?
TLC.
TLC. Jennifer, thank you. I appreciate it. For sure, for sure.
Hot trash.
See, I don't mind. I don't mind being wrong. I don't mind being wrong. You know, but I've been also been called G-Stradamus. So about being right.
Yeah, by yourself. I heard it last Sunday. You said it about yourself last Sunday. I heard it
in the house, in the building, baby.
It was about 6:30. You said it about yourself last Sunday.
G-Stradamus is an ongoing thing.
Run the tape back.
Hey, y'all. Let's get it cracking real quick. Pay, you up?
Listen. Al Michaels got an early Christmas present this week. After loudly and eloquently bemoaning the quality of Thursday night football games that he was calling last season, the NFL announced, with an Amazon Beretta pressed against their back, mind you, they announced that they decided to allow flexing for Thursday night games. After this, Jerry Jones came out and said that it will have no impact to the fans who might be inconvenienced with their travel plans because only 7% of the fans even go to the games. Ouch. Basically, he said, tough luck. If you buy tickets and got plans on the other days that play football, you know, yeah, that's on you, basically. That's crazy. Even Spirit Airlines offers you a drink coupon when they inconvenience you. How can you be worse than Spirit Airlines?
Yeah.
Yeah. NFL made $18 billion last fiscal year. Yeah. Revenue grew 41%. That is uncharted, even for a Fortune 500 company. Yeah. It will behoove them to remember who put them there while they're in their penthouse yachts and drinking their caviar-flavored Gatorade. I'm out.
Now, he let it be known, B-Dirt. That's what I'm talking about. Let it be known.
Hey, one of these times, man, you got to stand up and flex while you do that, man.
Like this.
I mean, I follow you on IG and Facebook and stuff, man. I see your workout videos, man. I saw you boxing, hitting the heavy bag earlier today, I think.
Yeah, you know, something like I would do it one day. One day.
Hey, Big G.
Yeah.
I want you to take this one, man. I'm going to kind of steer you to your Big G burner because you said it before. I just want you to elaborate.
Okay.
You said that the winner of the Super Bowl, a representative of the Super Bowl at the AFC, going to come from the AFC North.
Yeah.
So that would lead me to believe to the title of this show was All Roads Super Bowl 57 to Vegas will go through the AFC North.
Agree. Okay.
Tell me how you feel about that.
Because the AFC North is the toughest division in football. They have probably four of the top eight 53-man rosters. They have probably three of the top eight coaches. They probably have three of the top 10 quarterbacks and a kid that's moving up real fast with a bullet. And they got a lot of skill makers and playmakers in the division. It might sound biased. I don't care. The issue is that the AFC North is the best division in football. You win our division, you represent the Super Bowl. See, listen, let me make this last point too. We have built our division to beat one team and one team only. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody else in AFC North, I mean in AFC, you don't even count. Buffalo, the Jets, Los Angeles Chargers, I don't care who you put in the AFC South, they all trash. Our division is pointed towards one team and one team only. It's to pop them Kansas City Chiefs boys. So I'm telling you, mark my words, the AFC North Super Bowl champion is coming out of the AFC North. It just depends on who gets hot, who stays healthy, and who handles their business. I like the pedigree of having a good, better coach than what's going on in Cleveland, but I think that any of them could do it. Based on what goes on. So that's my Big G burner. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to say it all the way till the end of the season. I'm still going to be talking about AFC North as champs, and it could be Buffalo or somebody else. I don't care. The AFC North is the toughest division in football. Line up, square up, and get ready to put your chin strap on when you show up in the AFC North because it's going to be a problem this year. Mark my words.
Nice, Big G. Nice take. I mean, that's why the AFC North, I think, is been rated by many sports outlets and stuff like that, the toughest division in the NFL this year.
Correct. Yeah.
Completely agree with you.
I know what you're talking about.
The assessment. Yeah. B Dirt, you weren't here last week, man.
No, sir.
So, you know, I don't think we did nobody dirty. We did a little bit of talk. We did a little bit of talking about you.
I listened to the show. You did me dirty right off rip. The first 2 minutes was just shoveling dirt on B Dirt. Mm. That's all it was.
We weren't shoveling dirt on you, homie. You ain't dead. You ain't putting up daisies.
I had people reaching out to me asking if I was all right. Somebody asked me if I was in rehab. I'm like, guys,
wow,
I'm good. I'm good, man.
Wow. Okay, my bad. My bad. I stirred it up. My bad.
No, but all kidding aside, I got somebody to do dirty. Mm. So. It started a couple years ago with this naming issue. We had the Washington football team finally got off of calling themselves the Redskins. Way too long. They took way too hard a stance. It didn't make any sense. We should be better than that now. And they started looking at a bunch of different names. And some of them I really liked. One of them was an ode to an African-American flight group from way back when in the military called the Red Tails. I thought, man, what a cool logo. Go 360 with it. And they started leaking some of the things the names they were considering. And somebody was smart enough to jump out there and squat on all those names. Trademark them and get the websites and all those other kind of things. And now we're staring at the barrel of the Washington Commanders that they went by last year. They never went through and trademarked. Somebody else has now trademarked the Washington Commanders. So now they're either going to have to buy that, which is going to be a hefty sum, or they're going to have to change their name again. I don't know. Leadership from the top affects an organization all the way through. I have no idea. Daniel Snyder's not going to be the guy that's going to catch that. I have no idea how someone in that organization, no one has a lawyer friend. No one does that stuff. You see right here behind me, for those of you watching on YouTube, that's the new logo for my podcast, my little teeny little bitty itty bitty. And right there is a TM.
Trademark.
How can you not do that if you're the Washington Commanders? That whole organization is trash. I hope they sell it to trash. I can't deal with them.
Didn't they just complete the sale to Josh Howard? Is that his name?
Good luck.
He owns the New Jersey Devils and the 76ers too.
Yeah. And now he owns a roll-off dumpster that's engulfed in flames.
Lord have mercy.
It's like a double size.
They're not dumpster fire, y'all.
Man,
they're tire fire.
Tire fire, there it is.
They're tire fire.
That's the best one.
They're tire fire.
Is tire fire worse than dumpster fire?
Yes, as low as you can get, man.
Yeah.
because tire burning is toxic.
It's toxic. Yeah. The fumes like affect everything around it. It burns black. It's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Dumpster fire, you can burn it all off and there's nothing left. Tire fire is gonna stink forever.
Yep.
Everything goes to the recycling bin or wherever you need to.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Bury it. Yeah, they're horrible. Yeah.
All right, fellas. So we got all that in. So now I'm just going to plug the SCN and say, everybody check out all the different shows and audio podcasts. Again, on Mondays, you got The Hangover with Daniel J and the big homie Shannon White. On Tuesdays, you got Big Bro Sco and Little Bro Sco. Wednesdays, you got The Curtain Call with Jeffrey Benedict. And who rocking with Jeff on there, man?
Not, I don't remember, but I know it's Jeff Benedict. I know that for sure.
Yeah, I know who it is. I just can't remember, man. I'm sorry. On Thursdays, you got the preview. That's with Jeff Bad and Lil Brosco, Dave.
Yep.
And on Fridays, you got the homies here, and you got all the different audio podcasts. Please, you know, check them out wherever you listen to your audio podcast, on Stitcher, on Spotify, on Apple Music, on Amazon. All those places you watch your iHeartRadio. All those places you listen to your podcast, check us out. Download us. Then download it again. Just, you know, help us out. We're trying to blow this thing up, man, on Steeler Nation, me and Big G with our cast, Cleveland Cavaliers podcast.
I'm dropping next week.
Yeah.
B Dirt, we waiting on you to drop like you got a Beyonce album, man.
I need to make sure I got it trademarked. And I got a deal together. I actually got a co-host with me, Justin Lacey. The guy's incredible. He's got a voice kind of like Big G, very commanding, except he's knowledgeable. It's going to be.
Oh, wait,
shots fired.
Hey,
I kid.
Nah, hold on, bro. Nah, wait, bro. You need to hold up talking 13. About knowledgeable.
That's come
on,
man.
You need to hold up with that knowledgeable, bro. I am a know-it-all. Don't forget that, buddy.
Hey,
don't forget it.
You know I have asked you questions of expertise.
True.
I know. I know when to throw you the rope.
Speaking of which, check me and Big G out on the know-it-alls every Sunday at 6 p.m. Check us out on there. It's a whole lot of this, just not all about the Steelers and the AFC North.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Hey, and the Bear Claw's good.
I'm getting the pay. If you want to see high energy pay,
yeah, there it is.
Tune into the Bear Claw.
Yeah,
him and his boy Joey Sports Guy. They give some good Bears info. I mean, you know, and
very good.
We get pay after happy hour. They get pay after coffee. Two different pays.
Yeah, they must be recording like on Monday morning. We recording on Friday night.
There it is.
Yes, sir.
Listen.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, appreciate the shout out and the plug. As you saw, my boy Joey, he just put it in the chat. You can follow that YouTube channel. You can get all the links for it. You can get all your pod information. If you love North football, if you love the FSSN family, check us out. At the Bear Club at Hallis Hall Podcast. Found any way you can get your podcast at. Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe again, download, double download. We appreciate it all. Kev, take it away.
Hey, right, Pay, where was R2D2 at this week?
Who?
Come on, man. Yo, boo. R2D2.
Is that a Star Wars reference?
Well, yeah. Whatever, man. We know you had Adam at the house last couple weeks.
Listen, man, I've been meaning to talk about this, but I don't really know, like, you know, Star Wars and Star Trek. I don't really know. I'll just been going with it, you know. I heard the sound. You know, never. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, man. Big G or Dirt. Y'all got anything else to say?
Nah, man. Thanks again for all of our listeners in the live chat. We appreciate y'all, man.
Definitely.
We have big fun on this show, man. That's what we do. We have big fun on this show because that's what it's about. It's about talking sports, AFC North, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens, and those Cleveland Elms. So that's what we get down with here on this show. So we appreciate all the comments in the live chat for sure.
Reginald Rivers said it. Homies, y'all tripping. Hey, you should hear the show before the show and the show after the show.
This is the stuff we
ain't allowed to put on.
We actually gonna do that one day. We're gonna do the Know It Alls channel. We're gonna leave here, go to the Know It Alls, and have a homies after show.
Yeah.
On the Know It Alls channel.
Whoever's got to edit that before it goes to
no, Apple, we're going live.
Spotify. We're gonna go live.
Yeah, but Apple and Spotify, you gotta take some of that stuff out.
Nah.
Yeah, you beep beep. It's got to be somewhat decent. Be dirt. But yeah. Hey, man, it was a great show, fellas. Thanks everybody for joining us.
Yeah.
Mark Afton, Thomas Claude, Timothy. T-Bar, Kerry, Reginald Rivers, Bear Claw, Joey Sports Guy, Timothy again. Yeah, everybody, man, thanks for joining us. And I'm going off here in about 20 seconds, so hit that like if you haven't hit it already. Hit that like before you end the broadcast. Pay, take us home, man.
Put Favre in chains.
and we out.